You were one of the board members that was in the recall petition by a group called Concerned Citizens of Raton and Citizens of Raton. The judge ruled in favor, basically, of you guys and against the petitioners. How do you feel about that?
Well, it's a relief to know that there is due process in the system. I will say that I do respect the people that brought the claims. We made some very difficult decisions this year in the school systems, and I acknowledge that these are not easy things to go through, and we look for better times ahead.
Okay. As to the complaints, have you had a chance to see them and kind of figure out where they came from?
No, this was the first I saw of the complaints. We were not issued any statements or letters as to what the proceedings were going to be about. So I thank the court for realizing this and issuing their ruling.
Okay. Kathy, how do you feel about the ruling?
I feel really good about the ruling. Judge Paternoster explained it well, and I think I'm just very thankful. Like I said, we're trying our best to do what's best for the teachers and the children of this community. So
it's kind of disappointing because it looks like it was the teachers, some of the teachers anyway, that were behind this.
Yes, I think so. And I can understand their anger with change, but I really do believe, and I've told them this, I think it's going to turn out to be a real positive thing. Change is hard, and it's I don't like change either, but I think it's for the good of everybody. And I think once everything is settled down and the school year starts, I think it'll be a great year, and I'm looking forward to really good things coming out of it.
Okay, and Ted, as board president, are you hoping that this isn't going to affect the way the board operates in the next couple of months during the summer and getting all the consolidation finished?
Yeah, you would always hope that we can proceed on and push forward for positive growth of our school system. I know that there's going to be hard feelings out there, and I'll be the first to acknowledge we are not perfect board members, and we do make mistakes, but we are doing the very best that we can in a very difficult economic climate, and if we want to maintain fiscal viability of our schools, we had to make some drastic changes, and so the teachers are affected, there's no doubt about it, and my hearts go out to them. They do a great job, and I'm hopeful that we can move on and push forward.
Okay, thank you both.